You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Number one. Who's number one? Pedro chiming in. John Forcade. He wants the Saints to go up and get Devin White.
Well, that's not a, you know, if that's what they want for defensive help, knock yourself out.
Well, it would be a Ricky Williams type move. They would
They'd have to give up a lot.
You got, well, you're looking at a top five pick.
Yeah, so you.
I have not seen him leave the top five.
No.
So, you know, one LSU player that it's kind of moving on draft boards, Greedy Williams. Have you seen that?
Yeah, what's going on with that deal? No team worked him out?
He didn't want to, or I don't
know what's going on with that.
It's very odd.
That is strange.
But, yeah, so.
He'll get picked to her in the first round. They got a couple teams that are, you know, just waiting until he falls into their lap, and he'll be picked in the first round. Best DB out there, I believe. Him and a guy from Washington.
So having a little fun already kind of looking at the at some of the news in and out there. I'm going to go over Will Brinson's top 10 predictions that he's got going into draft. We'll have some fun. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be at Hooters in Metairie on Veterans. John Forcade, Robert Meacham, Marlon Fayright, myself, Jordan, Brian, we're all going to be out there 4 hours, 6 to 10 p.m. I think the Saints will be in the second round. Now I can see them moving up. John, I can see them moving into the third and fourth round as well. I don't see them moving into the first round today, do you?
I don't see them because I don't think they got enough pieces to do it.
Well, you'd have to use next year pieces.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you put yourself in a hole because you won't have 2 years in a row. Basically you give it up two first rounds in 3 years.
Now, again, if you were going to do that, as we've been talking about this week, you're telling me that it's a player that you think is not only a missing piece, but he is, hey, that gets us closer to the Super Bowl. I mean, I'm just trying to think who that is. Yesterday I made the case and argument. I'd say, okay, fine, it's Devin White.
Yeah, but, you know, if he's going to move up, and I don't see a middle linebacker being your missing piece to get you to the another defensive help guy, you know, Williams from Alabama.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can grab
Quentin
Williams. If you don't get him, you know, if you want Ford as an outside rusher, I just don't see you going crazy for a middle linebacker. I know you all into that, thinking because of Atlanta with their guy.
Well, I go back to Jonathan Vilma. Jonathan Vilma was able to, and what Scott Shanley said yesterday on the show, the ability to audible, put defenses in plays, make plays himself, and you're set at that position. He and DeMario Davis, now, to your point, and Sean Payton said it. Today's day and age, you're in sub-packages. You don't have three linebackers. Sometimes you don't have two. You have one. Sometimes it's all DBs. I get that. But the main reason is because you weigh it, and a defensive back is just better to have than the linebacker you have. If you have a linebacker that can run like this guy, a linebacker that can read and diagnose like this guy, a linebacker that can make plays like this guy, I'm not putting a defense. I'm not putting, Ken Crawley out there. I understand it's who you match up to and who you're covering.
Do you think he can hang with Kamara?
Well, first off, a lot of people can't hang out with Kamara.
But listen to me though.
Right.
Kamara coming out of the back.
He's got the quickness and speed to do so.
Coming out of the slot. They have to put – when you you put a running back in a slot, you can't put a linebacker on. That's what I used to love about the New England – I mean, the Patriots with Brady. They would put the guy out there, and they looked over, they saw a linebacker on
him.
That's
what I'm getting at. Guys like Baldinger and others saying he has athleticism that you saw in Ray Lewis, but he's better than Ray Lewis. He has more measurables.
Right, I agree.
And that's
totally
what I'm getting at.
That.
Ray Lewis affected and disrupted things, and that's what I mean by that. But again, I'm just saying
middle linebacker,
we're going to go.
And if the Saints went and got him, I'm all for that. Go for it. I mean, it's still a great player. But when you get middle linebackers, their whole key is hash to hash. Not the outside hash, the inside half, from the tight end to the tackle or the two tight.
Right.
That's where linebackers, middle linebackers. Okay. That's all. That's their territory.
Right.
They can hit. I'm all for that.
Right. Your D line's pretty good.
But if you're asking for a middle linebacker to have to hang with even a running back coming out of the backfield, it's hard to do.
Again, but that's why I think he's special to do that. But that's what I'm saying. It's the only guy. And again, that's just the only player I can make that argument and case for.
Yeah, only middle linebacker.
And that's
correct,
why I'm saying that. But when you look at the rest of that, to the point in the question why I asked you, do you see the Saints moving into the first? That's it. Like, to me. Now, again, I don't know what I know, and I'm not them, and I'm not a scout, and I don't know what they think. Do they see somebody in there that can do it? I don't see them moving into the first.
I don't either.
Moving up into the second tomorrow, I don't know. 6:15 tomorrow, John Carney is going to join the conversation as well, as he will give us a call. Talk about his kicking camp, and also remember to draft, and, you know, again, one of the guys that put up a ton of points for this team and a lot in the NFL there as well. Let's see. This is interesting. The bold predictions that CBSSports.com has. Number one, Raiders trade to number one pick to take Kyler Murray. Now, we've already heard, again, this was put out this morning. Now, we've heard that the Cardinals, you said, have decided where they're going, right? Remember? You said that?
You said a little while ago the Cardinals made up the decision who they were going to pick.
But they're staying quiet on it.
Right.
But that they had contacted one player.
Dwayne Haskins and Josh Allen.
No, Williams.
The Bama guy.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Williams.
How did you just forget that? You reported.
Because I was thinking of the Redskins, and I was trying to help you out with Twitter.
You know, I try to involve him.
Right, yeah, you got to wake him up a little. You got to pass him.
You like hockey?
Note.
You've been watching NHL playoffs?
Oh, I love hockey.
What happens when you create a penalty?
You go to the penalty box.
There it is. There goes your mic.
There you go.
Penalty box.
Yeah.
I was trying to help.
There goes Mike. Penalty box. 2 minutes. It's 2:08. At 2:10, I'll turn your mic back on.
Yeah, the 2 minute one. That could have helped the Golden Knights out there. The guy would have got a 2 minute instead of a five minute
exactly.
Major.
No
and
doubt.
Those officials are not even
they
working.
They got suspended. You just heard that.
They're not going to officiate the next series.
Well, it could be like Kyler Murray with the charity thing. They had other things to do.
Right.
They weren't suspended. They're busy.
Yeah, I got things to
Number two, Giants don't take a quarterback. I have no idea what the Giants
They won't take one
is.
At six. They'll take one at 17.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. They'll definitely go defense first pick because their quarterback, they know, is sitting there and nobody's going to take him. That would be Jones. Jones is going to be a Giants.
Think
Daniel
so?
Jones. Oh, yeah. I'll bet you two wings on that one.
Two wings. Number three. Interesting. Some mock drafts have this player going to the Saints at 62. Paris Campbell will be the first receiver drafted.
Ohio State's over Brown and over
Metcalf.
I'm
just,
and
again,
over
these
the
are
other
the
Brown?
Bold predictions.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Says Campbell shows explosion all over the place. So it's possible he wasn't even used entirely in a proper manner because of Ohio State's offense. We've seen that before in a guy named Michael Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, this is for you. You can get him at 50-1 at FanDuel Sportsbook.
Wow.
50-1.
Get 50-1?
Mm-hmm.
50.
50-1. So, I don't know. Again, some mock drafts have them at 62.
Mm.
I'll say this.
Wait, if, 62, that means the Saints picking? That's who they said
yes,
the Saints are going to
yes.
pick?
Yes, that's one mock draft.
Oh, I thought you were saying he's going to the Jets.
I'm saying, okay,
I got you now.
The bold prediction is he's going to be the first receiver drafted.
At number? No.
This guy's saying he's going to be the first receiver drafted. But so he'll be in the first round.
Oh, the first round.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
What I'm saying is there are some mock drafts I've seen that have him going in the second round
yes.
and selected 62nd by the Saints.
I got you now.
So it is a hell of a bold prediction.
Yeah,
because this guy's saying second round, first receiver.
No.
He has him going first receiver. Now, again, I'm telling you, though, if he is at 62, I absolutely could see the Saints taking him.
Yeah. If he's around,
I mean, it's Ohio State.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you? The Saints should do, or what they're going to do at 62? best available yeah. player. Don't go for needs of position. If that guy's on the board and you got, wait a second, you got to snatch him up, you take him.
Number four, Metcalf isn't a first round pick.
He's not. That's what.
Teams off. I think it's very possible that a combo of physical limitations, reduced production in college, a history of injuries, a deep draft class could easily push Metcalf down the board. The best landing spot for the Ole Miss product would be a team with a 1-12 in the 1-12 range, but those teams aren't going to spend on a wide receiver in this class. They'll just wait until the second round and take N'Keal Harry or Kelvin Harmon instead. It's much cheaper and an obviously better option. So what this guy is saying is if he doesn't go 1-12, he thinks he can see him slide down.
Yeah, that was saying that today. I heard that they were saying some had him going maybe in the 20s. That's what they were saying. Some teams had him, Metcalf, being picked up by somebody in the 20s. And, you know, they had one, you know, 30 was Green Bay was – you know, possibility. The Colts were a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens were a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Those are all teams that need receivers.
Yeah, they had one other team I lost on top of my head. But there was some group saying might only maybe be one receiver goes in the first round at
That's
all.
Incredible.
And that was the guy Brown from, right. from Oklahoma.
Marquise Brown.
Right, Marquise.
You know, what's crazy is when you take a look at it as well, the report that the Steelers are trying to move into the top 10. I assumed lineman, I mean a wide receiver, and you keep saying it could be a defensive player
yep.
to do that. So, okay, interesting. Number five, both Iowa tight ends are top 12 picks.
Whoa, that'd be awesome.
Can you imagine
huh?
one school
wow.
having two tight ends go yeah. in the top 12?
That's why I said it'd be kind of awesome, you know?
Bold prediction number six from Will Brenson, CBSSports.com. Less than four quarterbacks are taken Thursday. He has Murray going first to Oakland. Then he says a drop coming for the other guys. Dwayne Haskins and Drew Locke would be the other two, but he sees them going later, and that's it in the first round. At the end of the day, when I talk to you tomorrow at Hooters, how many quarterbacks do you think are taken today?
I think there'll be four.
You think there's four?
I think only because of you, but do I see it? I mean, do I want to believe it? Do I think four of them should be in the first round? No,
mm-hmm.
you know. But these guys panic. These coaches, look, scouts, they get things wrong, and you know they want to. Sometimes these coaches want to. I'm going to show you I'm right. Well, guess what? In a couple of years, when you sit there and going, oh, was he a bust? I think. Of these four quarterbacks, I think two of them might be bust in two or three years.
Do you still remember the national championship game? How surprising was Clemson over Alabama? You remember that?
I still remember, yeah.
Number seven, bold prediction. More Clemson guys get drafted than Alabama guys.
I believe that to be true.
Really?
Yeah. I love Clemson's defense, and there's a couple players on Clemson's offense that were pretty good football players. Alabama might have four to five guys. Maybe I think Clemson will get anywhere from seven or eight players drafted.
So I'm interested to find out what this surprise pick could be. Jason LaConfora has chimed in, and he says that surprise pick at four, are you ready? Devin White. I don't know why this is a surprise pick. You lost Khalil Mack.
Yeah, that's
who's
yeah.
a dominant defensive player.
You're talking two different positions here. Cleo Mack is not a middle linebacker.
I know.
I understand what you're saying. You lost a linebacker. But do the Raiders need a middle linebacker or do they need an outside pass rush, Khalil Mack? That's the big difference. But if you feel like you need to have him in there to help your defense, go. I can see that. I can see that.
Again, I just keep saying this guy can do so many different things. That's the difference.
I know one thing, man. He's paying you a heck of a lot of money
right?
to get on the show.
You would think so.
Would I think so? Yesterday, I didn't know if you needed some knee pads and stuff. Like, what the guy's doing over here? He might
wow.
need some knee pads to go out there and
wow.
play some football or something.
Look, I'll say this. The next pick in this mock draft that has, like on four, has White to the Raiders. Josh Allen, Kentucky to the Bucks. Obviously, we follow the SEC a lot. What do you think of Josh Allen? I was getting ready to say something.
They had a guy come on, ESPN. I was listening the other day, and he's like some big analyst in the NFL. And he did not. This guy's well known. I'm not going to mention his name, but he basically came out and said that there's some question marks on Allen. There was some serious question marks about him. You know, he's probably a first rounder, but he might be a bust, is what they were saying.
Ed Oliver from Houston. Are you concerned with the way he acted on the sidelines at times last year and kind of checked out at times because he knew it was going into the draft?
Nah, you know what they're doing? I think it was just, you
know. But do you think just that whole coaching situation?
It was just, I think something ticked him off for a short period of time. No, he's going to be a fine, good NFL player.
Sports Hangover, Gus Cattingale, John 4K, join the intern, scouring social media to see if there's any latest news whatsoever as well. 800-998-1003, round one of the NFL draft. A little under 5 hours away before it kicks off. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return to play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Pros know better quotes start with lower prices, and lower prices start with the Home Depot. Like competitive bulk price savings on thousands of products every day. Pressure-treated fence pickets starting at $1.68 each when you buy in bulk. Plus, with volume pricing, you can save on any order in the store totaling $1,500 or more. Bulk price savings. Full job quotes. For better bids, better start with the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through April 28th. See store for details.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes down to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex delivers the look of wood without all of the work and the worry. And it's made from 95% recycled materials, which makes it the right choice for your backyard 100% of the time. Make sure your next deck is built with Trex. Visit Trex.com to order samples.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Say, Jan, as a fellow respected small business professional, I wonder, who do you use for commercial auto and business insurance?
Progressive, of course. They helped with a customized insurance solution for my busy florist company.
I'm so glad we had this chance encounter in this busy restaurant.
Yes, that fake conversation was brutal. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Back, Sports Hangover, Gus Cattingill, John 4K. Don't forget, on Saturday, I'll be at New Orleans, Harley Davidson from 12 to 3. John, you'll stop by after a little crawfish boil over at the Saints facility.
I'll bring you some crawfish over there.
It's not in the pocket, though. It's not very hygienic.
I'll stick it in a bag.
Thank you.
So you can have them.
Thank you.
You know, out of a bag. And
join the intern. We'll lose to one of the Harley's Angels, probably in the quarterback tossing competition.
2 years in a row.
No,
I got no faith in you. No. Just letting you know.
Wow.
If you lose, you have to take Sarah out on a date.
No.
Oh my lord.
Nah.
I'm tweeting at it right now.
Not doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Tweeting at it right now. Out of five football tosses, John, how many does he have to make to get out of a date with Sarah?
At least three.
Ooh.
At least three.
Three.
It should be easy.
You're going one and a half.
What? Come on, three of them.
I'm surprised you didn't just say you just have to hit.
Hit the board?
Just hit something.
Just hit the board.
Have to throw a football.
Yeah, it has to go 5 feet in the air if it can just
do you
go
actually airport. Does it when you throw, does it like spiral or just like
mine's perfect
spiral. It was like a shot put.
I got video evidence.
Yeah, you saw me. I was behind the truck.
No,
and I
have
it right
video
in the
evidence.
Bag.
It's more like wounded ducks.
Like a shot put, just
yes.
Does he throw like a
no, it's
yeah,
not
because I'm hitting wounded ducks from far away.
No, the ducks would be completely safe in the air.
I'm taking them down.
Mm. Don't remember that. Don't remember
I do.
That. Well, we'll see how that all works. Yeah, exactly. I'm going back to do my radio show. All right. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. Top receivers, Metcalf, Marquise Brown, A.J. Brown. So two of the top three per CBSSports.com. John, Ole Miss receivers there. Why was Ole Miss so good with these guys? I mean, why are they rated so high?
Well, one thing is they're 6'3", 6'4". I mean, it can run. And they're built like solid guys. I mean,
228 for Metcalf, yeah. 226 for Brown.
Yeah, but there's no fat on these guys. And they threw the football. Let's be honest. Ole Miss threw the football. When you start throwing 30, 40, 50 times a game, each of them getting, you know, 10, 12, 15 throws at them. And they're making catches unbelievable. Look, I've watched these guys over the last couple of years. Now, you know, Metcalf's dad, Terrence, played at Ole Miss, played in the NFL. So that's a bloodline right there. And they're good kids. I'm telling you, they're going to be – if two teams pick these guys in the first round, they're getting some players. They're going to get quality players.
Again, in this thing here, they have Paris Campbell – as the eighth highest ranked receiver going there. And again, that's why it was just interesting that Will Brinson, you know, somebody else on the site, mm-hmm. had him as the number one receiver taken all the way overall. You know, one of the, I guess, I wouldn't say interesting players that I'm thinking about here that will be tomorrow will be a topic that we talk about. Quarterback Will Grier, which you keep harping on him saying that. He's a good player.
If he falls down to number 62, the Saints need to pick him.
You think he makes it to 62?
No. I think the New England Patriots snatch him up.
I was thinking the same thing. No one's talking about that. And
a team that needs a quarterback.
I was going to say, there's, you know, it's easy to say, oh, the Giants with Manning, the Dolphins, you know, do the Broncos, are they set with Flacco or not? No one ever really brings up the fact that at some point in time, you would think Tom Brady is going. They don't have anybody behind him.
Nothing. Hoyer can't do. Hoyer's,
I mean, look, yeah, and
when,
I know
when
they
Brady
got
goes,
LSU
Hoyer's
guy,
gone.
I mean, I.
Oh, you got. Oh, yeah. What's his okay. name? What's the LSU kid that was here? Anyhow, you can tell it. He's not a name. You know, nobody
exactly.
knows one.
Point is, when you look at
Danny Etling.
Yeah, Etling. It would make sense, don't you think?
Yeah,
they
didn't
go there.
Remember, they took Jimmy Garoppolo. They were hoping to have him 2 or 3 years, and they thought Brady
he was ready to go.
And all of a sudden, Brady found a fountain of youth, and wow, you know. So they had to make that deal, and Belichick did not want to do that. But now he realized it's time. Even if Brady plays 2 more years, you got a solid backup for 2 more years. You know, Will Grier, learn, get in there, learn, get your feet wet, and 3 years from now, he could be starting in the NFL.
What makes you so high on Grier?
His tangibles are there. I've watched the kid play. I saw him at Florida do some things. I ended up watching him at West Virginia games. You know, 6'3", 2 1/4", 230. He can run. He's not afraid to run when he has to. He's got the arm strength. I've seen him throw some throws. I've seen him put the ball in the act. He does a lot of things better than some of the other quarterbacks. Now, Daniels is a little rough behind the ears, you know, competition level. It's a little different. Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones, yeah.
Is going to
6'5", 221.
Yeah, what the heck, 6'5", 6 foot, who cares?
No, yeah, well, that's a big difference, though, 5 inches.
Well, yeah, but that don't mean nothing in the NFL. Right. I mean, who's been playing the Super Bowls and kicking butt? I can name a 6 footer and a 5'11".
Drew Lock 6'4", Haskins 6'3".
Okay, well,
Kyler Murray 5'10".
5'10", my foot. Yeah. And, yeah, 5'10".
Tyree Jackson 6'7", 249 in Buffalo.
And here's their deal with him. They said he will throw the football to the wide receiver the same way he would throw the football to the running back who's standing 2 feet in front of him. They said he has to learn a lot. You know, I watched him
throw a touch.
He has zero touch. He's throwing he's throwing laser. I watched him in a couple of games. He got a wind up throw because he's so big, 6'7".
Yeah.
Won't make let me and I've said this many times on many shows. Mm-hmm. Tall quarterbacks over 6'6", 6'7", don't make it in the NFL. And you can name the ones who they've had. Mark Herman's in the world. I can go back and on and on and on. McGuire, they don't make it in the NFL. They're too big, too slow, too much, you know, over the top throwing. They just don't make it. He will not make it in the NFL.
I'm thinking, again, you follow a lot of these quarterbacks in the SEC.
Yes.
Nick Fitzgerald.
Watch the kid.
Jordan Tomo. Jarrett Stidham.
Watch him.
Okay. 6'4", 222. I mean, I'm sorry, 6'2", 218. Junior this year, but, you know, he had some success last year. Not the one that just passed, but 2 years before that. Auburn was a disappointment this year.
Well, you know, he should have never went to Auburn. He went there playing the SEC. He should have gone somewhere else. Where they throwing that stuff they run at Auburn was a joke. Granted, he had some issues, but their play calling, their offensive coordinator, their head coach, they did him an injust. NFL scouts know this kid can do. He'll get picked up by somebody, and if the Saints had a chance to get him, if it ain't Will Greer, I like this kid too.
I guess the reason I bring those quarterbacks up specifically, they're down there, right? I mean, they're looking at rankings, you know, number one quarterback is Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so after that, Will Greer is the sixth best quarterback. Jarrett Stidham, eight.
Okay.
I'm just going through
I know.
Some names that you might know. Trace McSorley from Penn State, 12.
He's falling a lot.
Nick Fitzgerald, 14th. Mm-hmm. Jordan Tamau.
Yeah, from Ole Miss.
Right, 15. Kyle Schumer from Vandy, 6'4", 230, 16. No? What about David Blow, 6'2", 205 from Purdue?
I don't know much about him. I know he played in that kind of a style offense. They throw. See, you got to go back. When you look at these quarterbacks, when they play in these pass-happy offenses, these spread them, they don't read. They predetermine where they're going to go to. And I know for a fact, so anybody want to get on a debate with me, I got a nephew who plays in some of that offense. I've seen it. I know it. They don't read coverages. They're, you know, that's why you say, oh, man, he's throwing 35, 40. And yes. A lot of it's the dumping. That's just a West Coast-type system where they're throwing it from the shotgun. It's all quick. And they pretty determine where you go with the football. Mm-hmm. So it's not drop back one, two, or three. It's drop back one and done. That's it. So, you know, those quarterbacks that throw 30, 40, 50 times a game, you might want to look at that. That's why I like the guy from Ole Miss. I like what he brings to the table. He's going to be a good quarterback to get on somebody's roster and develop. And I look at him like, wait a second, you know. He was in that offense, but he needs to get somewhere where somebody's going to teach him. Hmm. And I can see him in New England if they don't go with this kid down. Now, I'm not saying a first, second-round pick, but, you know, third or fourth-round pick, somebody's going to pick some of these quarterbacks. Fitzgerald, he's got accuracy issues. He doesn't throw the ball very well.
Remember I told you
one
yesterday.
One quarterback didn't even say on him. Remember the kid they were all high on before the year was the North Carolina State kid.
Yeah.
Finley.
Ryan Finley.
He fell off a lot this past year.
No, there's one that fell even further than that. Jake Browning.
Oh, well, he was.
From Washington. Remember the Huskies two years ago?
Two years ago, they were going crazy. And then they even said the guy from Penn State 2 years
they
ago.
They have him as the 20th ranked quarterback.
Wow.
Right. I mean, this guy was breaking records.
In seven rounds, in that draft of 20 quarterbacks.
I'm just telling you, it's crazy. I mean, you remember Jake Browning, right?
Oh, yeah, do I? Jesus.
Malik Rozier, 6'1", 216, Miami.
Another one who's. Yeah.
This is, all right, so of the top five that they have, Murray, Haskins, Locke, Jones, Finley, we'll throw in Greer at six.
Okay.
Who's the most successful of those at the end of the day?
Do I see – the only one I see playing is if Arizona picks a quarterback and trades, you know,
Rosen.
Because you got to play a quarterback anyhow. So whichever one goes number one to Arizona, they're going to play. The rest of them will not play. They will be a backup quarterback or a third-team guy learning the system – They're 2 years away from playing. So that's, you know, I don't think there's any quarterback in the top six that's going to play this year.
Really?
Other than somebody getting picked, a number one draft pick and, you know, top three or four picks if the other team don't have a quarterback. Now, if he goes, somebody gets drafted by the Oakland Raiders and they don't trade David Carr, that was the other synopsis they were saying, well, we're about to keep Carr. You know, he might have to be the guy. Same thing they did, who was it they were talking about? They drafted somebody else a year or two ago, and they knew that this quarterback's going to be out of there, but they kept him, you know, and that happens. I mean, you got to make a decision. If you keep Carr, you know you got to try to find a trade for him next year,
right,
while Murray or Haskins is the backup, learning from Carr.
Easy enough, I agree. That's John 4K. We'll be over at Hooters tomorrow. Marlon Favorite, Robert Meacham, and the rest of the crew will be out there tomorrow.
We might be rowing over there if it keeps raining.
Supposed to be gorgeous tomorrow. Be fine
That's
tomorrow. Be good. Be out there on that deck. Looking forward to it. Got plenty of TVs to come check out the draft. Got a little speaker. You can hear what nonsense we're spewing. But just come out and have a good time, man. Come watch it and see.
Enjoy it.
I think the Saints move up, maybe. I don't know. Do they stay at 62? Did they get into the third round?
You know, they might go and say, yep. I think if they move up, they go for two picks in the second round.
Really?
Yeah.
And then it's calling a weekend, huh?
Give up everybody's two picks.
I said this yesterday. How many seventh-round picks do you think on this roster right now have a shot of making the team?
Nah.
Because they had four picks. 2 6, 2 7s.
Yeah. No, 2 5s and...
2 6s, 2 7s.
2 6, 2 7s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, 1 5, 2 6s, 2 7s.
Okay, I don't see...
Yeah. No. Package the 6 and the 7s.
The 6 and the 7th round guys, or your 52 and 53
and
players.
Look, and
on the
I
roster.
Understand Will Clapp was. I get last year some of guys went.
Well, let me put it this way. If they go out and get an offensive lineman at 6th and 7th that can play guard center, Will Clapp might be in some trouble.
We can look at some of the offensive linemen that they have here that can do that next. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
It's the spring sales event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Come in and test drive the 2019 Ram 1500 Tradesman, quad 4x2 with $11,000 off MSRP. Ram has the highest owner loyalty of any half-ton truck. So if Ram trucks are designed to deliver the total package, what are you waiting for? Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. WAC excludes TTNL. CCAP bonus must finance with Chrysler Financial. Non-prime must have Beacon score 620 or less. LD truck owner loyalty must own an LD pickup.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. Within a few days, Hannah was in treatment because we were told that the tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. So we've essentially put our lives in South Africa on hold. Incredibly blessed to be here. St. Jude is an asset to the world. The research that is developed here is offered freely to the rest of the medical world. The entire way that the place operates is just to give and to care. I think it's the kind of place that not only stands as a beacon for pediatric cancer, but I think it could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. And I think if those lessons could be learned even in their most basic form, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie.
big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Yep, there you go.
You know who that is playing, huh?
I do. It's a little Elton John.
I'll see him in October. I'm going to Memphis to see him.
You remember towards the end of the season, Saints had just played the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yes. Antonio Brown saga started. There are them Saints fans, John. Call them up. Bring them aboard. Him and Michael Thomas.
Remember that? Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
What is he doing now with former LSU player Ryan Clark?
It's
now
amazing.
He's being analyst.
It is amazing how he's threatening him about shutting his mouth.
Yep.
And
get your name out of your mouth.
Basically, what he's saying is, bro, stop mentioning my name. I know I get you clout up to the same analyst energy. Next time we meet, it's on site. Ain't got spare you.
Wow.
I don't know what that means. That's slang or whatever the heck it means. But basically,
bro,
stop mentioning my name.
Yeah, he wants to throw hands.
Yeah.
Basically says the next time I see you, it's going to be in person and it'll be a fight.
I don't know what kind of language that was. But
it's a fight.
And Ryan Clark, who I know, Shaw High School, West Bank kid, mm-hmm. is basically say, hey, dude, I'm speaking an analyst here. I'm talking about it, you know, the scenario. But then it shows up there, too. It says other former and current NFL players are tired of Antonio Brown over the last couple of months.
I'll be honest with you. And again, the guy is a good receiver.
Yes.
I don't know if he's just gone off the deep end the last couple of months. I don't know if I'm being fair, honest. I don't know him. I've never sat down and hung out with. But he comes across like he could probably go talk to somebody. He could probably use somebody to go chat with. You know?
He just got in trouble that they dropped the case or something like that. This happened recently.
Yeah, though. I mean,
but let me ask you this: since we're talking about, you know, you hear about DBs,
mm-hmm.
you hear about wide receivers, mm-hmm. maybe some running backs a little bit, but you know, tight ends. Very seldom do you hear tight ends. Offensive linemen, linebackers, D-line, quarterbacks. But why are receivers always chomping at the bit?
Chatty,
talking, just, you know, OBJ is the same way. You can go on and on. And, you know, they want to just get stuff out. And, you know, chill out, guys. I mean, relax. You got what you wanted. You're out of Pittsburgh. You got to Oakland. You might have a new quarterback. You know, poor Derek Carr. He was looking forward to throwing passes to Antonio Brown, and now they're going to have a midget throwing for him.
All right, so offensive line. We're looking at some of the big offensive linemen.
Yes.
Jonah Williams, a big boy. He's going to be going early.
Yes.
6'4", 302 out of Alabama. Juwan Taylor, Florida, is the top rated offensive lineman. 6'5", 312. You got Caleb McGarry from Washington, offensive line, position rank 6, 6'7", 317.
Saints have gotten
some big guys there as well. Eric McCoy, an A&M Aggie, 6'4", 303. We've sort of seen him, you know, over the last couple of years.
I believe he's a center.
Elgin Jenkins, Mississippi State,
6'4",
310. I'm just going over some names where, you and I both agree. If at 62 the Saints are sitting there and, you know, the Saints are on the clock. All right. And on the dry eraser board, the best player available's ranking is 86. And the top offensive lineman's 84. I might probably go offensive lineman.
Yeah.
If he plays guard tackle on the left side. I would.
I'm going to say this. You might want to find someone, too, that could play guard center.
So you think more guard center?
You can move Easton to guard. Remember, he grew up as a guard.
Right.
He came as a guard.
And you find
center.
Yourself a center.
It's good to have a pure center who can also play guard than to have a guard that can play center. Tackles that come in, because, you know, if you keep Pete around, he can play tackle. There's no doubt he can't. He can play
what
tackle.
The Wisconsin boys, David Edwards and Michael Dieter, 6'6", 308 for one, 6'5", 309 for one. That offense is just based off, you know, running and being big, beefy guys like that.
It's a different quarter, you know.
Yeah.
Those guys, I'm not sold on them as much because they ground and pound type guys as the Oklahoma offensive lineman or the Florida's offensive lineman or Washington State, guys who are pass blockers. It's harder to pass block in the NFL than it is to run block. You just line up there and get the guy one-on-one. You grab inside his pads, you got him blocked.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere in here you see an offensive lineman being taken, you know, for sure. Uh-oh, and, what, you pointed to the screen. What
it's not any player news, but Sports Illustrated just put out on Twitter, the first round of the NFL draft could be moved inside into the Symphony Center due to evening thunderstorms.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, good
that's
job, Jordan Intel.
Yeah, that's more important than anybody
well,
moving
it's
up
why
the
I
draft.
Said it wouldn't surprise me if New Orleans ever hosts, it's going to be in the Dome.
It has to be.
It's going
to
be.
And I'm shocked that they
well,
even
first of all, I don't think you have outside. A large enough area. Now, I got a text earlier. Dad was like, you could do it at the Jazz Fest, but there's the Jazz Fest going on, like the fairgrounds.
Oh, you talk about the
draft, the NFL draft, right?
You talk about when they announced the pick?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's just the big mud pit right
you'll be,
now.
Well,
right
but, you'll now be on, but you'll be on stage. And, right. You know, yeah, that'd be, that could be something right there.
Right.
You know, it's the Jazz Fest this weekend. Yeah. They got a pick tomorrow night. They go in. They won't do it tomorrow
no,
night.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see what you're
about
saying.
About the pick. Remember you were asking me Jackson's
question. Yeah, where it would be.
Well, yeah, but which round is these picks talking about? Not the second round
no,
pick.
No, this is day three. This is Saturday.
Yeah, Jazz Fest.
So, yeah, Jazz Fest. Yeah, be, yeah I could see them doing that.
Nice. Yeah.
You have music playing in the background. Festival goers. What are you smirking about?
It seems a little boring.
Wow.
The Jazz Fest over what? Standing in front of Superdome and giving a pick, or standing in front of
you
Jackson
didn't realize
Square,
what you just said.
Eating a beignet donut. Yeah. What
crawfish
are you
Jackson
bread.
Square would be really
doing nice. What? But, no one's there. They're
yeah, right.
Jazz
yeah,
Fest.
Jazz Fest. You have no crowd down there.
So we're gonna have the NFL draft going at the same time.
No, knucklehead. Listen to us. Listen to us,
John. Do you see what I have to go
the
through?
The third round. Yes. They'll say the New Orleans Saints pick, and then they'll go
they're
to somebody.
Go live on
they'll
location.
Go live on location
somewhere
somebody,
in the city,
and somebody stand at the Jazz Fest with the microphone on stage.
Right.
The Saints' third round draft pick is
bingo.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Go back to sleep.
Sounds a little boring. Go back to sleep.
Do you see what I have? I mean, yeah. It's literally.
It still sounds boring.
My child has books that it's like a step-by-step, you know, step one.
You better bring it in here.
Yeah. Still sounds boring.
Okay.
Sounds boring. Yeah. Have you ever been to the Jazz Fest?
I've been to Voodoo Fest.
That's
not what the question was. You know, have you ever been to McDonald's? No, I've been to Burger King.
No, I've never been to Jazz Fest.
Okay.
Then you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't have a clue.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not even remotely the same thing.
Oh, my God. You got different.
Like, the demographics is not even
the demographics different, but everything else.
Well, wait a minute. So that would make it the same thing. Well, you just said it. Well, the demographics are different, but. Well, yes. Demographics represent
the same place.
No,
it's not the same place.
No, it's not.
It's not in the same place?
No. Oh, God. One of them is at the racetrack. You know what the racetrack is?
Fairgrounds.
Have
you ever heard of fairgrounds?
Where the horses run.
Where the horses race.
The Voodoo
where they
Fest
run.
Is Voodoo at City Park.
City Park.
What a difference.
They should have it at City Park.
Oh. Go back to sleep.
I think it would be a lot more fun go at back City Park.
Jeez.
Now, look, I understand why he thought it would be fun.
Fun, yeah.
I mean, Voodoo Fest, the crowd is a little
it's
different.
A lot different.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
That's your Frenchman Street fans compared to your French Quarter fans. See the difference?
Much, yeah.
Yep, yep.
I love French Quarter Fest, by
the
way.
Yes, I love it.
French Quarter Fest is the bomb,
it's
man.
Nice. It's fun
it
to
is
go
cool.
to.
There it is.
Okay.
800-998-1003.
Jazz who? Jazz who?
Will Brinson just tweeted 3 minutes ago. Are the Raiders throwing a lot of smoke right now? More and more. News or rumors that the Raiders are going quarterback at number 4.
Well, the word is they're going to
Dwayne Haskins
yes.
now. Oh, my goodness. You think they're doing that to get Washington or somebody that wants them to move up?
Yeah, it could be.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking all of a sudden they go, we love us some Dwayne Haskins. Or to see if and drum up any interest in would somebody trade for Derek Carr. Because maybe they really want Kyler Murray.
Well, why don't Washington trade for Derek Carr if they want a quarterback?
I'm with you. I still don't know why people are off on Derek Carr.
I'm like, what has he done other
before
than he got
he
hurt?
Before he got injured,
other than
he was the
hurt.
MVP right. that year. They were going to the AFC Championship game, and then it fell apart in Oakland.
Yeah, Washington Redskins, you said they're bickering right now. Bruce Allen and Snyder looking at Dwayne Haskins. where the other guys, coaches, are all looking at Daniel Jones.
Dwayne Haskins, best quarterback in the draft, apparently. It's interesting. A lot of teams are using him right now to try to leverage position. We'll be back to close things up here. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Well,
friends with the fancy. Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card, ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in for more information about applicable fees and terms. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
When the veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are they really?
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. Learn more at veteranscrisisline.net.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Nora Vaden Holmes is no different. Nora runs a small business in New Orleans, too, and she's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Nora Vaden Holmes for small business insurance today. NMLS number 423930.
Hey, it's Matt Moscona inviting you to join me weekdays for After Further Review. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. Saints, Tigers, Pelicans, weekdays from 3 until 6 on ESPN New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Getting closer to the NFL draft, Mr. John Forcade.
Yes, it is.
Let's see. Where do we go with this? Marcus Spears, former LSU Tiger.
Yep.
Talking a little bit about defensive linemen. Who would you like, Josh Allen or Nick Bosa?
Nick Bosa.
Okay, that's what he had to say.
More. And the reason why, because he's hybrid.
Start this over. Here we go.
I like Josh Allen more. And the reason why, because he's hybrid. I got some tapes coming up tomorrow. Josh Allen running with tight ends down the field, which you have to do now.
And 17 sacks and 5 fumbles.
And look, I think Nick Bosa is a really good defensive lineman. I think he's going to have a lot of success in the league. He's going to be an impact player. Josh Allen has the potential to be in this conversation we have about Von Miller and all of these guys that are edge rushers that changes games.
See, that's weird that he's saying all this, because there's another analyst guy who's well-known much more than what Marcus Spears is, and he doesn't really think highly of Allen. And this is a big-time NFL guy who says he's going to be good, he could be a bust.
Really?
Yeah, that's what the guy said. He words where he could be good, but he's got issues. Now, I'm not saying mental, you know, personal issues, but football issues, and he thinks that he could be also a bust.
Spears also throwing in there, does he think the Giants need to draft a quarterback?
If you have the luxury to grab the best player, you grab the best player. But you draft for need, right? And we're having a conversation about the New York Giants. The Giants need a quarterback. Newsflash for all you Giants fans, Eli Manning is in the twilight of his career, and he may be done. It's time to get a guy that you need at that position.
What do you think? Should the Giants go for quarterback?
They will. Number 17.
Okay.
They're not going to take a quarterback at number 6 because why? Because they like, look, there's three quarterbacks. Let me say right now. The three quarterbacks that they could, they ain't sold on Hackens, and they sure not sold on Murray. They like, it could be Luck, Jones, or Will Greer.
Desmond Howard says, if the Cardinals wouldn't have selected Kingsbury, this wouldn't be a decision about Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray would be playing baseball.
Which, again, goes back to what I'm getting at. Is he? Again, nothing
Kyler Murray
against him.
Came out because Cliff Kingsbury said what he said. That made Murray say, well, I'm going to be the number one draft pick in Arizona. He would have took the $14 million in baseball.
Right. Well, that's what Desmond Howard said.
I don't know how many GMs would put Kyler Murray up that high on their draft board. I really don't. But that's the question that when I sit in meetings with the ESPN crew, the ABC crew, the guys who do this for a living for the NFL, they don't know either.
Yeah.
See?
That's the one thing I don't understand.
It's one person came out and said, did anybody else other than Cliff Kingsbury say I would take him number one? He was just, when he was in college, he was talking that BS. You know, butter up the guy because he played well or whatever. Come on. He cannot make it in the NFL. I don't see it.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not trying to be down on the guy.
These guys do it for a living. They've been doing it 20 years, 15 years, 30 years. That's the ones I'm listening to.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't either.
But yeah, it is what it is. Well, we'll see who's going to do it now. Do you think this draft hasn't gotten the excitement or the attention? Because it is a very defensive heavy draft. It is what it is. We love home runs in baseball. We love the three in basketball. And in football, we love offensive skilled players, right?
Correct.
Defense wins it. And look, we've seen with the Saints fan base, we wanted to see the Saints defense get on the field in the last couple of years, right? Because of their play and stuff. And I get it. The Bears kind of bringing defense back last year. Cowboys a little bit here as well. That was one of the storylines the last quarter of the season. Defense starting to make its way back in the NFL. I get it. Jason Fitz, who comes on late at night here on ESPN, says, hey, a boring draft. You know why? Because the defense. It's just a very defensive-laden draft.
Yeah, people don't want to hear that. The
draft
defense
is a good draft. And just because we're used to hearing the names Nick Bosa, Quinnen Williams, Josh Allen, just because we're used to hearing those names doesn't mean that they shouldn't be exciting picks for any of these teams that are in the top five. I don't think we're giving them enough love.
Well, I agree. I mean, look, there's some good ball players. Hey, let's be honest. This is a defensive draft, and there's some big-name defensive players. I would take some defensive guys. Don't get me wrong here. I'm offense, but God almighty, if I can get some good, solid defensive help, because you got to get some defensive help in this league somehow, some way, putting pressure on the quarterback, having DBs run with the receiver because you know the rules favor the offense. And, you know, some of these quarterbacks can get jobs done. Some of them can't. But if you got defensive guys putting pressure, give me the defensive guys.
Yeah, no, okay, like the end of the day, which is, you know, I'm going to bring it up tomorrow.
Here we
That's
go.
Why I keep saying Devin White. But, no, it's true, though. Look, it's an offensive league. And, John, you know this, right? Pendulums. You know what the pendulum does, right? It goes one way,
and
at some point, it has to come back the other way with inertia and gravity and whatever and movement. We have seen such a trend on the offensive end of this game. Now, rule changes have helped. Changing offensive schemes have helped. Coaches are now doing formations and doing all kinds of different things that allow for it to be a little higher scoring and things of that nature. I get it. Defensive coordinators and teams just aren't going to sit idle.
No.
They're going to, they have months in between the season to do what? Sit there and figure it out.
And
how
listen,
to do it.
You know as well as I do, they got some serious, awesome defense coordinators in the NFL. You got a handful in college, but that's why these NFL defense coordinators can shut down this college football stuff they bring in here because it doesn't bleed into this league. There's some solid, you always talk about what?
Yeah.
Offensive coordinator. Who's getting head coaching job? Offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. There's some solid deal.
Look,
Vic Fangio finally got a head coaching job. He should have got one 10 years ago.
Yeah.
The guy can coach defense.
I'm interested to see this year, next. I mean, look, with all the little motions and movements, why I keep saying, I keep bringing it up. I'm a savant for that, but one way to stop all that nonsense with over the middle and inside of 10 yards, like the Rams and the Saints, like, get yourself some backers, man. It'll pop somebody or can cover something.
I knew
now
you
again,
had to get it in there.
But my point is, that also means that those players have to adjust and be different, right? You don't need the big bulky guys.
Right,
you've seen
you
the offensive linemen now slim down because of offenses in college. We'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow with some of the guys as well. How are we seeing the players themselves change? All right?
We'll
sounds good.
Tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow. Matt Moscone after further reviews up next on ESPN New Orleans.